I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation, and he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
Here's the good part about it. When he touched the blind man one time, he said, I see men like tree. So here's your prayer. You lost your vision? Lord, touch me again. Clear up my vision. I've got six different visions. I got this one, this one. Give me one. David said, this one thing will I do. What does a new year do? It gives me an opportunity to refine my goals. There were some things important to me in 2021 that are not going to be important to me in the new season, and I've got to be willing to be able to cut that off and let it go. It's called a sacrifice. Y'all with me? It's called a sacrifice. You can't carry everything and everybody up the mountain. And it doesn't mean you have to hate on them. You love everybody. That's walking in love. But here's the point. When you get walking together with somebody who's in agreement with you over what the Bible says and the vision for your life, that individual will actually help your vision come along. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You get around people. I was on the phone with a preacher just last night, and he called. He said, I just want to check on your wife and see what's going on. I'm finishing up, getting things ready for today. And we started talking, and less than 5 minutes, the Spirit of God dropped right down in that iPhone. Did you hear what I said? He downloaded his own app in there, and suddenly we began to talk about the goodness of God and what the Lord has done. He starts sharing with me about the word todah, where we get the word praise from. It's not just saying thank you, thank you. It's about something that you throw over your head up into the sky. That's the reason why we lift our hands and praise him, because I want to throw my praise right up in the middle of the heaven and say, thank you, God, for where you have brought me from. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can remember where God has brought us from, that's what this day is all about on the Jewish calendar. It's the eighth day of Hanukkah. It's the last day to light the calendar, to remember. And Jews all around the world will put those lights in the forefront of their windows, and they'll celebrate that. Why? Because they'll remember that they only had originally enough oil for one day, and then the miracle hand of God provided for all the days necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said that you can walk into your future with his hand upon you, then reset your goals here today and take another step and walk right on into your inheritance. Here's the last thing on this little list right here to give you is to bury the past. Wait a minute. Bury it. What did I say? What did I say? Don't plant it. If you plant it, it's going to come back up at the most unopportune time. You know, like when you see them again in the grocery store. Bury the past. That's what God's done. He's buried it so deep that he will not remember that anymore. The only life you give to your past is what you talk out of your mouth. Bury your past and walk into your future with hope and expectation. That's where we find Abraham, as I come quickly to him today, because here we are. Abram was called by God several chapters back. God said, Abram, I'm calling you out. And I want you to go out of where you're at with all your family. I want you to just, don't worry about them. Just get up and go to the land that I will tell you. And you'll know when I get there because I'll tell you when you arrive. Come on, God. Where exactly am I supposed to go? How exactly am I supposed to get there? Abraham heard the word of the Lord, got up and started walking. A bunch of people looked at him, Lot and all the rest of them, nephews, nieces, all that. They said, Abe is blessed. Let's get up and follow him. They went up to the top of the Fertile Crescent and stopped right there at Haran. And there his father, who originally had the word of the Lord come to him, but he didn't obey it, died right there. And God spoke to Abram again and said, Abram, get up from your people and go to the land that I tell you. And he marched right down into a place that was a desolate wilderness. He's got all these people with him, and he's doing just walking it out by the word of the Lord. He gets down there, and God speaks to him and says, Abram, I'm gonna bless your life, and I'm gonna give you a son. Wait a minute. 25 years before this, 99, I'm somewhere back up in there about 75. I don't know how many froggy people we got out here feeling it by 75, but I'm sure there's a commercial that will tell you how to arrive at 75. Say, so you must be talking to the wrong guy. And I know you're talking to the wrong girl. Sarai in there, she ain't had no babies, and we're just where it's at right here. We just settled down for a second. He said, oh no, I know that you're barren. I know she's barren, but I'm gonna give you a miracle son to show you how I'm gonna bless your life. And he said, praise God. And then God didn't talk again for another 25 years. That's the reason why I get a little spooked out by people talking about every day. Well, God told me this, God told me that, God told me to stop at the stop sign, God told me to turn left, God told me to buy the blue car and not the red car. And I don't believe God speaks that much. Because when God speaks, it takes years to walk out one word that he has told you to do. I wish I had some help in here. I said, when he speaks, he speaks and tells you, walk before me, Abram, and be thou perfect. And then here he is. He said, I'm going to give you this son. And 25 years again before God speaks to him again. In the interim, though, we're good to help God out, aren't we? I mean, God needs some help. I mean, we got all these problems going on. We got shipping containers out here. We got this and we got that. So let's help God out. And Sarai says to Abram, I'm just going to tell you, she's an awesome woman. I don't know any women like this. Don't know one who would say to her husband, go on over there and fix Hagar's steps at her house. I have no more interpretation or commentary on that for you if you can't figure it out. Go on over there to Hagar because God said it, and maybe it means he wants you to have a baby by Hagar, my handmaiden. He goes over there and whoop, there it is. 9 months later, here comes Ishmael. Now, when you read in the Bible, sometimes we want to throw Ishmael to the side, but the bottom line is God said, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to show them to be a great people and all that kind of thing. But it's not the chosen one. And then God shows back up at 99 years old and said, Abram, remember that promise I made to you 25 years ago? I'm about to bring it to pass. You read the scripture. Abraham said, oh, sorry, girl. I know the preacher said that there's nothing impossible with you. I know he prophesied into my future in 2022 and said things are going to be better than they were last year, and there's an expectation for an outpouring. I hear all that word right there, but I'm going to tell you what's the truth, God. You don't know me. And sure don't know her. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I'm going to bring about the miracle. And the story, I don't have time to get on. I love studying Abraham because he's the father of our faith. And everything that we really get in order to walk this thing out, we really get it from Abraham. It's just transferred in different ways to explain what Abraham physically did. And he tried to help God out. Anybody ever tried to help God out before? Lying in the house. Everybody tried to help God out. I'm going to do a little intercept. I know, God, you said this, but I've been waiting a long, long time here at this second window at Wendy's, and I need my burger now. I need it now. I need it now. I know you said today, but I need it right now. Now, do you see the clock, God? My mortgage is almost due. Now is when I need it. And I know you think now, but God thinks in an eternal perspective because his now is stretched out throughout eternity. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. A second to God, it doesn't mean anything. A year to God, a year, come on somebody. He said a day is as 1,000 years, and God said, I got a plan and I'm working it out. And I know you're sweating, but God ain't sweating. He said, I already got your miracle, and your mistake won't do. He looks at Sarah. Sarah looks at him, said, listen, we got a problem in the house. We got a mistake and we got a miracle on the way. I want you to know God is telling Abraham to walk before me and be thou perfect. And Isaac has not yet even arrived. Did you hear what I said? The man was still, if he would have went down to the clinic, he was just as barren as he was 25 years ago. If he would have took Sarah down to the health department, they say, baby, we love you, appreciate you, but it's old and it's done. Enjoy your sheep. Got a few goats, got some camels, you're good. But when God speaks, you didn't hear what I said. I said, when God speaks, he's not a man that he should lie. I've had folks prophesy over me and it hasn't come to pass, and I'll tell you, false prophet, false prophet. But when God speaks over you, can anybody hear God anymore? Are you waiting on somebody else? I want to know, can you hear from God anymore? If you can't hear from God, you better get in the right place, because God don't care nothing about your age when he blesses you. He said, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply you.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation, and he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.